start round number three of the morning.
Počinjemo sa treći čas.
We're looking now at Albion Ballinger.
So gledamo Albion Ballinger.
Ballinger was an American who spent much of his life in England.
Ballinger je Amerikanac koji je većinu života proveo u Engleskoj.
And while he was in England, he developed some new theories about the sanctuary.
Dok je bio u Engleskoj, razvio je neke nove ideje o svetinji.
Ballinger's basic objection to the sanctuary started with the book of Hebrews.
Ballingerova njegova osnovna osnovni prigovor je počeo sa Jevrejima, da u poslanici Jevrejima. Ključni tekst je bio Jevrejima poslanica 6. poglavlje 19. i 20. stih.
He, according to his interpretation of this text,
prema njegovom tumačenju ovog teksta,
Christ, when he went back to heaven, when he ascended to heaven,
Hrist kad je otišao na nebo, nazad kad se vratio na nebo,
he entered directly into the most holy place.
Ušao je direktno u svetinjama na svetinjama, svetinji nad svetinjama.
And so if Christ entered into the most holy place,
ako je Hrist ušao u svetinju nad svetinjama 31. godine novere, šta je ostalo onda da se desi 44. godine?
Christ already started, according to Ballinger, Christ already started his day of atonement work in at his ascension.
Znači, prema Ballingeru, Hrist je već otpočeo svoju službu očišćenja kad je otišao na nebu, u svetinji nad svetinjama.
And so, what's the point of 1844?
Znači, koja je svrha onda 1844. godine?
It really loses its reason for existence.
Izgubi razlog postojanja, taj datum.
Now he did try to say that something happened there in 1844.
Probao je da kaže se nešto ipak desilo te godine 1844.
But it had nothing to do with what Adventists teach.
Ali nije uopšte povezano sa onim što Adventisti uče.
And I won't get into all of the details of that.
Znači, nećemo ući u te detalje.
But he basically argued that Jesus already started the Day of Atonement in 31 AD.
Ali to njegov bi argumenat da Isus već otpočeo službu očišćenja 31. godine nove ere.
And another major point of Ballinger.
I još jedna tačka kod njega.
Is that he felt that when someone sinned in the Old Testament times.
On je mislio da kad neko pogreši, zagreši u Starom zavetu,
that automatically
da to automatski prlja svetinju, da.
And so still today when someone sins, automatically the heavenly sanctuary is defiled.
I čak i danas kad čim neko sagreši, nebeska svetinja se prlja ili.
Now, is that what Adventists teach?
Je to što Adventisti uče?
Automatic defilement.
Znači, automatski se prljao svetinju.
And then when the sacrifice is offered, he taught that cleansed the sanctuary.
Onda on je učio da kad se žrtve prinesu, onda se svetinja očišćava, čisti.
So it was just a one stage atonement.
Znači, to je bilo očišćenje samo jednog stepena, da kažem.
One step atonement, yes,
yeah. One stepen, očišćenje jednog stepena.
Sin, I can summarize it by the following formula.
Znači da to sumiramo sa sljedećim formulom.
Sin defiles.
Greh prlja. Automatski.
Blood cleanses.
Krv čisti.
So he saw that the daily sacrifice that people brought to the sanctuary already cleansed their sin from the sanctuary.
Znači, on je smatrao da ti dnevni žrtve su automatski Da su njihovi gresi već automatski bili očišćeni. Da.
Dnevna žrtva već očistila svetinu, nema potrebe za Božju.
Da, to.
So what was left for 1844?
Znači šta je ostalo za 1844. godine?
Well, for him 1844 only had to do with Satan, the scapegoat.
Znači za njega ta godina je samo bila povezana sa Satanom, ona kako scapegoat.
This is the time when the Azazel.
Azazel, da, znači Azazel.
The time when Azazel was judged.
Znači to je vrijeme kad je Azazel bio osuđen.
But not when God's people are judged.
A ne kad Božji narod se sudi, osuđen.
Another basic point of Ballinger.
Još jedna glavna tačka njegova od Ballingera.
Is that he rejected the idea of an investigative judgment.
On je odbacio ideju istražnog suda.
For Ballinger, the gospel was very important.
Za Ballingera evanđelje je bilo jako važno.
This is the good thing about Ballinger.
Ovo je dobra stvar kod Ballingera.
He believed in assurance of salvation.
On je vjerovao o sigurnosti spasenja.
But he felt that that a doctrine of the investigative judgment took away your assurance.
Ali on je smatrao da doktrina istražnog suda je oduzela od nas oduzela spasenje od nas, sigurno spasenje.
And so he said there cannot be any investigative judgment of God's people.
Znači on je smatrao da ne zbog toga ne postoji istražni sud kod Božjeg naroda.
So those were his basic objections.
To su bile njegove glavni prigovori.
But it really pulls the rug right out from under the sanctuary doctrine.
Ali znači to stvarno izvlači temelj, da kažem, ispod istine o doktrini. Istina o svetinji.
Well, there were those who said, Ballinger, you're not interpreting the Bible correctly.
Neki su rekli njemu, Ballinger, ti ne tumačiš Bibliju kako bi trebao. Tačno.
Ellen White appealed to Ballinger to realize what he was doing.
Ellen White se obratila Ballingeru i da shvati ono što on, da on shvati šta radi.
She wrote him many letters urging him to realize that he was twisting the scriptures.
Mnoga pisama upisala da on shvati da je on Bibliju da je izopačio. Da. Pogrešno tumačenje Biblije.
But he insisted he was right.
Ali on je ipak ostao pri svome i da je on u pravu.
And so the brothers invited him to the general conference there in 1905.
Onda su ga braća pozvali na generalnu konferenciju 1905. godine.
And they heard what he had to say.
Saslušali su ga što treba da kaže.
And they rejected those ideas as not biblical.
I oni su odbacili njegove ideje na osnovu nisu biblijske.
And there were several books that were written in response to Ballinger.
I par knjiga su bili napisani u odgovoru Ballingera.
The one that directly replied to him was the one written by E. E. Andros.
Ona koja je direktno koji je bio direktan odgovor na Ballingera je bila knjiga koju je napisao E. E. Andros.
It was called A More Excellent Ministry.
Knjiga se zvala Više uzvišenije služba.
And then two other books, classic books about the sanctuary were written about the same time.
Još dve knjige o svetinji su bile napisane u isto vrijeme.
Haskell wrote a book called The Cross and its shadow.
Haskell napisao knjigu Krst i njegov i senka.
I think you must have a copy of that.
Da li imamo tu knjigu gore u biblioteci?
And then another one by F.C. Gilbert.
Gilbert napisao je jednu knjigu.
Gilbert was a Jew.
On je bio Jevrejin, Gilbert.
Was converted to Christianity and to the Seventh-day Adventist message.
Koji je bio obraćen u adventističku crkvu.
And he wrote several books about the sanctuary
message. I on je par knjiga napisao o istini o svetinji.
Ballinger became very bitter.
Ballinger se naljutio. Ja.
And he started writing bitterly against the Adventist church.
I on je baš naljutito počeo da govori protiv adventističke crkve.
He wrote a book called Cast Out for the Cross of Christ.
Napisao je knjigu odbačen zbog krsta Hristovog.
Thrown out, cast out.
Znači izbačen od zbog krsta Hristovog.
And one called 40 Fatal Errors.
I je druga knjiga koja je zvana 40 fatalnih grešaka.
So that's Ballinger, and that's the turn of the century.
Czy to Ballinger i początek.
Any questions about this phase, this period of time
here? Nema neko pitanje u vezi ovog perioda vremena?
Let's move then to the 1940s.
Idemo sad u 1940. Godinama.
1930s and 40s, yes.
Znači 30. Godina i 40. Godina.
And we have someone that is a little closer to home to you by the name of Conradi.
Znači neko je ko je malo bliže nama, a to je Conrad.
Conradi. And Conradi was
well, you can tell me probably as much about his history as I can tell you.
Može bi vi mogli da mi kažete toliko o njegovoj istoriji kao što bi ja mogla da vam kažem.
Because he was a division president here in Europe.
On je bio predsjednik divizije ovdje u Evropi.
And he established many of the churches around in the different parts of Western and Eastern Europe.
I osnova mnoge crkve u zapadnoj i istočnoj Evropi.
And then there was his counterpart down in Australia, W.W. Fletcher.
I njegov, kažemo, suprotstavnik Fletcher iz Australije.
Do we have someone from Australia here?
Yeah.
You are from Australia, that's right, okay. Okay, well, we won't blame you too much.
It's all right, nothing to do with you.
All right. Conradi was a very powerful man, very charismatic man.
Conradi je bio jako harizmatičan i moćan čovjek.
And he has left his stamp upon Europe more than any other Adventist.
I on je ostavio svoj značaj, da kažem, na Evropi više nego iko u Evropi. Adventista.
He had problems with the sanctuary doctrine.
Imao problema sa doktrinom o svetinji.
And he had problems with the gift of prophecy in Ellen White.
I imao problema sa duh proroštva i Ellen White.
And these same problems have existed in Europe to this very day because Conradi did not lay a foundation of believing the sanctuary or the spirit of prophecy.
I dan danas imamo problema sa ljudima koji ne vjeruju u svetinji i u duh proroštva zbog ove foundations. Temelje koje on ostavio.
Now the untold story is that at first he did accept her counsel.
Znači, priča koju niko ne govori još jeste da prvo je prihvatio savjet Ellen White.
But she pointed out some problems with his moral life.
Ali ona njemu ukazala na probleme u njegovom moralnom životu.
And he was not willing to acknowledge that that existed.
I on nije bio voljan da prihvati da je to postojalo u njegovom životu.
And so he rejected her counsel in other areas too.
I zbog toga je odbio njen savjet u tim drugim i na drugim poljima.
My teacher, Dr. Hazel, who taught me the class in Doctrine of the Sanctuary.
Moj predavač Hazel, koji meni predavao o svetinji.
He came from Europe.
On je došao iz Evrope.
And his father worked very closely with Conradi.
I njegov otac je jako blizu radio sa Conradijem.
And he told us this story.
I on je nam rekao ovu priču.
That just before the General Conference of 1932.
I samo malo pre generalne konferencije 32. godine.
Yeah, 1931, I guess.
31. godine, 1931.
The year before that, he came to Dr. Hazel's father's house.
Došao je kod kuće oca doktora Hazela.
He brought a manuscript about one of this thing.
I skriptu doneo te debljine.
And he said, this manuscript. But he said, first of all, I will become General Conference President next year at the General Conference.
I rekao, ja ću postati predsjednik generalne konferencije sljedeće godine.
And when I am elected,
i kad me izaberu,
I will publish this manuscript.
Izdaću ovu skriptu.
And within 1 or 2 years, Ellen White will be finished.
I za godinu dve izbacit ćemo Ellen White skroz iz crkve.
No one will believe her anymore.
I niko više neće vjerovati u nju.
Well, he went to the General Conference that next year.
I on je otišao u generalnu konferenciju te sljedeće godine.
And he was not elected General Conference President.
I nisu ga izabrali za predsjednika.
And so then he came back to Europe.
On se vratio u Evropu.
And I understand he stood up to preach at some important meeting.
I kao što razumem, ustao da propoveda na nekom važnom sastanku.
He was division president.
Bio predsjednik divizije.
And he announced, "I am leaving the Adventist Church."
Izjavio je, ja napuštam Adventističku crkvu.
Can you imagine your division president doing that at some public meeting?
Možete zamisliti da vaš predsjednik divizije da to tako nešto kaže na javnom sastanku?
But that's what happened.
Tako se desilo.
And he became a Seventh-day Baptist.
I postao je baptista sedmog dana.
He basically had the same problems with the sanctuary as Ballinger, and so I won't go specifically into his situation.
On je uglavnom imao iste probleme sa svetinjom kao što je Ballinger imao.
And W.W. Fletcher down in Australia had the same problems.
I Fletcher u Australiji imao iste probleme.
I had another teacher at Andrews whose name is W.G.C. Murdoch.
Okay, znači imao sam drugog predavača na Andrewsu, W.G.C. Murdoch.
British, a delightful British gentleman.
Znači iz Britanske.
And I stayed in his house. He let me rent his little house that he provided for during the time when I was a very poor student in seminary.
I on je izdao meni njegovu kuću dok sam bio, znači, malo siromašni student na fakultetu.
And he told me this story about Conradi.
I on mi je ovu priču rekao, ispričao o Conradiju.
He said, Conradi came to visit me over in England.
Conradi je došao da me posjeti u Engleskoj.
And he told me, Murdoch, I want you to help me.
I rekao mi je, Murdoch, ja hoću da ti meni pomogneš.
I have my colleague Fletcher down in Australia.
Imam svog kolegu Fletchera u Australiji.
And I will take care of Europe.
I ja ću da se pobrinem o Evropi.
But I need someone to take care of England.
A mora neko da se pobrine o Engleskoj.
And together we will reform this church.
I zajedno ćemo da napravimo reformu u ovoj crkvi.
Remove the sanctuary doctrine and the Ellen White message.
Da skroz sklonimo istinu o svetinji i poruke Ellen White.
And we will make this a progressive, exciting church.
I napravit ćemo crkve progresivnom i interesantnom.
Murdoch was just a young man at that time.
A Murdoch je bio samo mladi čovjek u to vrijeme.
He looked him straight in the eye and he says, I don't want to have anything to do with that plan.
Pogledao ga pravo u oči i kaže, ja neću ništa da imam s ovim planovima.
And that just tells a little bit about the great dream that Conradi had of changing this church and getting rid of these offensive doctrines.
I to nas samo malo kaže o tom velikom snu što je imao, ili planu koji je imao Conradi da promeni temelje i doktrine naše crkve.
Well, who wrote in defense of the doctrine during this time?
Ko je u odbranu svetinje napisao knjigu u ovo vreme?
There is one major work written by M.L. Andreasen.
M.L. Andreasen napisao je jedno veliko delo u odbranu svetinje.
And he wrote a book that you probably also have in your library.
Napisao jednu knjigu koju najvjerojatnije imamo u biblioteci.
Simply called The Sanctuary.
Zove se Svetinja.
It's still in print today and it's used quite widely.
Danas još uvijek se izdaje i koristi se širom sveta.
The one slight problem I have with Andreasen's book.
Jedan mali problem koji imam sa knjigu od Andreasa.
Is that he places a lot of emphasis upon the sinless perfection of the final generation.
On jako stavi emphasis, kažem, naglasak na sinful perfection.
Sinless perfection of the final generation.
Bezgrešno savršenstvo konačne generacije, zadnje generacije.
And he argues that until this happens, Christ cannot come.
On govori, dok se ovo ne desi, Hrist ne može se vratiti.
Because this must happen in order to vindicate God.
Znači, ovo mora se desi da...
Vindicate, to justify God.
Da opravda Boga. Znači, ovo se mora desiti da opravda Boga.
Now I believe part of what he says is correct.
Ja vjerujem da deo onoga što on kaže je tačno.
But his emphasis, I think, was based upon a view of a sinful nature of Christ, for example.
Ali njegov naglasak je bio na grešnoj Hristovoj prirodi.
And some other theological problems which I will let your dean Alexander sort out for you at another class.
Još neki drugi teološki problemi koje će dopustiti vašem dekanu da vam objasni.
But in general his book is an excellent introduction to the sanctuary doctrine.
Generalno njegova knjiga je dobar uvod za svetinju, za proučavanje svetinje.
Any question about this period?
Ima pitanja u ovom periodu?
I understand that Conradi did not come to this part of Europe very much.
Koliko znam, Conradi nije dolazio u ovaj deo, u ovom delu Evrope puno.
Is that right?
Da li to tačno?
Do you hear of Conradi? Is his influence strong here in
Da li ste čuli za njega, da njegov uticaj ovdje je išta ostavio? Ne.
Okay.
Istočna Evropa, Rusija.
And also Germany and
Nemačka.
Yeah. And consequently, I think your faith here in this country in the sanctuary is stronger than in some other parts of Europe.
Vaša vera ovdje u doktrini je jača nego u nekim drugim dijelovima Evrope.
All right.
Nadam se.
I should tell you I was just in Czech Republic.
Tad sam bio u Češkoj Republici.
Czech Republic, Conradi's influence is very strong.
U Češkoj uticaj Conradi je jako snažno i veliko.
And last Sabbath here, yesterday, I preached in the downtown church.
I znači juče sam propovedao u glavnoj crkvi.
In Czech Republic, I was asked to preach that Sabbath in the downtown church.
I u Češkoj sam isto bio zamoljen da propovedam u toj glavnoj crkvi isto.
The pastor spoke good English and he was going to translate for me.
Pastor je jako dobro pričao engleski i on je trebao da mi prevodi.
He asked me, "What are you preaching about?"
Pitao me o čemu ćeš da propovedaš.
And I told him about my sermon on the sanctuary.
I rekao sam mu da ću o svetinji da govorim.
He said, "Well, I don't believe that."
Kaže, a ja u to ne verujem.
So I preached a sermon and it was translated by a pastor who did not believe what I was saying.
Znači, ja sam propovedao propoved i preveo ga pastor koji ne vjeruje ono što sam ja govorio.
Fortunately, the workers' meeting, I was there for a whole week preaching on the sanctuary to the pastors.
Ali dobro što ja sam tu cijele sedmice bio i propovedao svetinji tim propovednicima.
This man and I and Dr. Moskala, we spent many hours together.
I ovaj propovednik, ja i Dr. Moskala smo mnoge sate proveli zajedno.
He was an honest man.
Bio je iskren čovjek.
He taught at the seminary.
On je predavao na fakultetu.
I don't want to tell much more because I don't want you to know who he is.
Neću da kažem više, da ne bih teo da znam ko je on, da vi znate ko je on.
But at the end of the week.
Ali kraj sedmice.
He said, "I now see the sanctuary doctrine is true."
Sad vidim da istina o svetinji je ipak doktrina o svetinji je istina.
I still have some questions, but I am seeing there is solid evidence for the sanctuary.
Još uvijek imam pitanja, ali vidim da tu ima dokaz, veliki dokaz da ipak to je istina.
But at his home he had the cup that Conradi had used to take communion that very first Sabbath in the Czech Republic.
U svojoj kući, u svom domu ima tu čašu koju Conradi koristio da za svetu večeru te prve subote u Češkoj.
The influence of Conradi was so strong upon him.
Uticaj Conradi je bio jako velik i snažan nad njim.
But I was thankful that he was willing to see some more evidence about the sanctuary.
A bio sam zahvalan da on ipak hteo da vidi još više dokaza u vezi svetinje.
Okay, can we move to the next epoch?
Možemo da idemo do sljedeće teme.
Let's go to the 60s and 70s.
60. i 70. godina.
Do we have any more chalk?
Sure.
This is a little longer. I use up a lot of chalk.
Okay.
Now this is a little more difficult for me to lecture on.
Ovo je malo teža tema da vam govorim.
Because Conradi is dead.
Što je Conradi sad mrtav, umro.
Ballinger is dead.
Ballinger je mrtav.
Conradi is dead.
I Conradi isto mrtav.
But the names I will put on the board now are still alive.
A ova imena koja sad stavljam na tabli, oni su još živi.
And therefore, I want to say again, I have nothing against these people.
Još jedanput bih htio da ponovim da ja nemam ništa protiv ovih ljudi.
I love them.
Ja njih volim.
And they have done much to help me as they have shared with me truths about the gospel.
I oni su mi mnogo pomogli kad su delili sa mnom istinu o evanđelju.
But I disagree, thank you, with their teachings on the sanctuary.
Ali ne slažem se sa njihovim tumačenjem o svetinji.
And I pray for them very often that God will bring them back to preach this message again with power.
Ja se često molim za njih da će Bog da ih vrati da opet propovedaju ovu poruku sa snažno.
The two major figures are Robert Grimsby.
Dve glavne figure ili osobe su Robert
Brinsmead, yes.
Brinsmead.
And Desmond Ford.
I Desmond Ford.
And these are both two very good Australians.
Australijanci. Yeah. Dobre.
I made a promise to God when I started teaching the doctrine of the sanctuary about 15 years ago.
Obećao sam Bogu. Napravio sam Bogu jedno obećanje kad sam počeo da predajem doktrinu o svetinji 15 godina.
That I would not talk publicly about people, but only about issues.
Da neću javno govoriti o ljudima, nego samo o problemima.
And so when I lecture in my classes at the seminary and there are teachers some at some other college that are teaching what I believe to be heresy, I don't mention them by name.
I kad ja predajem na našem fakultetu i onda spomenem, govorim o tim problemima koji ovi drugi profesori na drugim fakultetima da, koji ne veruju u našu doktrini, ja ne spomenem njihova imena, nego samo problema koji oni...
But in this case, there is a... I make this one exception.
Ali ovde samo je jedan izuzetak.
Because these two individuals have become so interwoven with the history of the sanctuary doctrine at this time that it's impossible not to mention them.
Ove dve osobe su tako se uplele u u doktrini svetinje da je nemoguće da ih ne spomenemo.
But I also promised God that 15 years ago if I have to mention someone, especially these two people.
Da, ali isto sam obećao Bogu pre 15 godina da ako treba da spomenem neke ljude, naročito ove dve osobe,
that we will have a prayer time before we talk about them.
Da ćemo se pomoliti pre nego što pričamo o njima.
That we will lift them up before God.
Da ćemo ih uzdići pred Bogom.
Would not talk that I about people publicly about issues, but only about.
Nemo govoriti o dodiru njihova srca za lepotu ljudima nego problemima.
Can we just bow our heads for prayer?
Da se pomolimo.
Father in heaven, I thank you for my brothers Robert Brinsmead and Desmond Ford.
Oče na nebu, hvala ti za naš... I onda spomenem problemima koji govorimo tim profesorom, drugim, ovi drugi da, fakultetima u našoj doktrini, koji ne veruju u njihova imena.
Love justification.
Problema koji oni, ne, nego samo problema. Su oni meni naučili da volim opravdanje verom.
They have shared with me how to have assurance of salvation.
Oni su podelili sa mnom kako da imam sigurnost u spasenju.
Sanctuary doctrine, history of the time that it's impossible. Mention them. Ove possible not to
se uplele dve osobe se tako da oni više ne u doktrini ih ne spomenemo. Nemoguće da
But and I still Lord want to believe that their hearts are honest to accept truth as it is revealed to them.
Sam obećao Bogu da hoću da verujem s godina da ako iskreni da neke ljude treba da spomenu dve osobe Bog otkrivi.
We will have a prayer that we before time.
Da ćemo se
and to we will lift them speak ill of them up before God.
Bogom.
And if there's opportunity to reach out and to share with them the good news.
Samo govoriti o ljudima nego srce za lepotu problemima. S njima dobru vest o svetinji. Se pomolim.
Bow our heads for prayer that what we say it may not. And I thank you for Mead and Desmond in
Oče na nebu.
Ford.
I onda spomenem hvala ti za naš
anger or in judgment.
I blagoslovi ovo što sad budemo rekli, da ne bude to rečeno u osuđivanju ili u ljutnji.
In this case, we've spoken with tears,
opravdanje,
shared with me, they have assured how to,
oni su kako da, oni su opredeli, nego,
history of the sanctuary doctrine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
But just tell
And I said, their hearts are, want to believe the honest, to accept truth that is revealed to them as it is.
Ja hoću da verujem, sam obećao Bog iskreni da pod. When I was a
student, Robert Brinsmead was a very popular speaker from Australia.
Kad sam bio na studenta fakultetu, Robert Brinsmead je bio popularan govornik iz Australije.
And if there's opportunity, reach out and opportunity to room the to share with them the good news.
Srce za lepotu ljudima, nego s njima dobru problemima. Tinji faze.
In the 50s and on into the 60s.
U 50-im i 60-im godinama.
He had an experience
I onda spomenem
anger or in event judgment.
Slovo je što sad i mnogo budemo rekli u nemoderatorčevanju ili u osuđivanju.
This case.
Ljutnji. Prva poruka se zvala faza perfekcionista.
And he went from church to church in New Zealand and America teaching these views.
I išao po crkvama širom Australije.
Jesus name.
Zovime, amen.
Amen.
O ovome.
But
koja je bila suština njegove poruke tada?
He saw that there was a heavenly sanctuary and then the earthly sanctuary was our body that was similar to the heavenly.
Ima nebeska svetinja.
It was very good from Australia. Speak.
Sam bio na fakultetu.
Oh, yeah.
Katetu, student na fakultetu bio Robert Brinsmead, govornik iz Australije. Popularan govornik.
The courtyard was our physical body.
I predvorje.
The courtyard.
I predvorje je bilo naše fizičko telo. Faza.
Holy place was our mind.
I svetinja je bilo naš um.
50s. Holy place was on into the
60s. 50-im i godinama.
Had an experience.
He had. I onda spomenem
anger or in judgment.
I mnogo.
He saw that during the time of the investigative judgment starting in 1844.
I on je vidio da za vreme početka istražnog suda 1844. godine
God's people will not only be sinless, they America teaching these
samo da će biti bez greha Australije.
In Jesus name, amen.
Isusovo ime, amen. O ovome. Ali sa posebnim čudom Bog će da izvuče njihovu grešnu prirodu iz njihove podsvesti.
So basically they would have saw that he
znači oni će imati
there was a heaven not sin. The sanctuary was similar to was our body.
Ima nebes.
The heavenly. It was very
svetinja.
Speaker from Australia.
Kada u 60-im godinama.
Now his greatest debater that debated against him was Desmond Ford.
Nego najveći suprotivnik je? Ta faza i svetinja
was our mind.
Naš um. Ne je bilo
50s
v njega.
On into the
50-im i godinama. Zbog nisi u redu, nisi
and he debated tačan. With him about righteousness by faith.
I on je s njim debatirao u vezi opravdanja verom.
And in 44.
Vidio da za vreme
1870
ka, istraž oko 1844.
God not only be 60s
ovo je 60-im.
Sinless. They
perfekcija.
Teaching these.
Bože biti bez greha. Samo da će Australije on je bio ubeđen sa strane Forda. Ford ga je ubedio.
All this is righteousness by faith phase.
Ova faza se zvala opravdanje verom. Če njihovog
they would have he saw that
oni će imati znači
there was a heaven but not sin. It was an amazing sanctuary was our body that was similar to the heavenly. He wasn't a powerful preacher.
Nije bio silan propovednik.
But a powerful writer.
Nego silan pisac, autor. Popularan govornik.
And the leader that debated Desmond Ford against him was
veći super. Nego najvorije.
80 degrees. All of his followers would turn with him and go with him.
On je imao neverovatnu mogućnost da se okrene 180 stepeni u drugom smeru. Godinama nisi isto s njim se okrenuo u tom smeru.
I remember receiving
i on je
1970
danje verom.
And 1944.
Vidio da za vreme
1870, in which he said, I've changed my mind.
Gdje je rekao, promijenio sam razmišljanje svoje.
I reject those things that I said.
Perfekcio sam, odbijam te stvari koje sam pre rekao.
And he started preaching this message of just...
On je bio i počeo da propoveda u strane Forda. Je ubedio.
And the righteousness by all this is base. Those issues
of... se zvala ova fazče njihovo ugradanje verom.
Were powerful.
I te teme su bile snažne u tom časopisu Present Truth, sadašnja istina. Istina za ovo vreme, da. Yeah. Bile su silni.
I read preacher.
He had nije bio silan,
powerful writer, but a powerful
silan pisac, nego that's autor. Popularan go.
And I had just finished the
seminar.
I understood the gospel.
Ja sam tek bio diplomirao sa fakultete i mislio sam da razumem evanđelje. Imao nevjerovatno, on je okrenuo 180 mogućnosti za ni u drugom 80 stepeninama smeru, isto s njim smeru. Se okrenuo u tom
smeru.
I on je, i svaki sam pogrešio.
I was shocked.
Bio sam u šoku.
So I read further into the journal. Mind.
Gdje je pročitao, ja sam žurnal, razmišljao sam perfekciju i shvatio sam da bio sam odmah koje sam pre rekao i počeo, on je bio u priča koju ću vam kasnije reći u ovoj sedmici.
So I really learned a lot from Brinsmead during this period of time of the 70s.
I mnogo sam naučio od ovom periodu 80.
Powerful. Emphasis upon just
snažne u znači suština je bila u sadašnje istine, su present truth. Istina. Da. Ne za ovo vreme.
The Reformation.
Bili su silni.
He had a preacher.
Nije bio silni.
But a power. I later learned that he really did not have the whole gospel. He was not preaching sanctification, but only the justification.
Posle sam saznao da on nije propovedao o celom evanđelju. Izbacio je svećenje.
But I needed gospel. Preaching at that time.
Diplomirao. Vreme, baš mi je trebalo što je sa fakultete. Imam evanđelje. On je imao nevjerovatno okrene 180 stepeni u drugom smeru. Godinama.
In fact, exactly 10 years later.
U stvari tačno 10 godina kasnije, 1980.
I received my journal from him. I was shocked. I'd been chained.
Sam u šoku.
Verdict. Man. So I read.
Ja sam žurnala od njega koje je koje imalo promijenjeno ime žurnalu, ja sam razmišljao sam. Perfekcio sam i shvatio sam da koje sam pre rekao.
And he started preaching this. Let me back up, there's one more step first.
I samo da se vratimo na još jedan korak.
1980.
godine je napisao knjigu Osuđen. Snažne u i šta je ono suđuje sadašnja istina? Istina za ovo vreme, da. Yeah. I istinu o svetinji.
1980, he rejected the sanctuary.
Znači, te godine, 1980. on je odbacio doktrine u svetinji.
Gospel. He was, but only this, he said basically that...
On nije...
What, he said what Ballinger did.
On izbacio evanđelju. Tio je...
But I needed...
Svećenje.
Preaching at that time.
Vreme, baš diplomirao. Kako možemo imati, mi trebalo što je... Assurance.
Assurance.
Sigurnost spasenja.
And so he
80 stepeni.
The message of the investigative
judge. Onda je odbacio.
10 years later, exactly.
Da. Godina kasnije, 10 godina, 1980.
I received from him. Most of them followed him.
Većina su.
Verdict.
Sam u šoku.
So I read, leaving the
admin. Ja sam žurnala od nje i mnogi su napustili našu crkvu u to vreme.
Or I should not say they were leaving the Adventist church, but they were rejecting the sanctuary. Many of them stayed, but they just said, well, we don't need to believe the sanctuary anymore. Back up, there's one. Let me back.
Odbili to istinu o svetinji, a samo da se vrati crkvi. Korak.
That is when he wrote me during this period of time. Wrote the book.
Pročitao knjigu Osuđen. Sa te godine na pen.
This time that also Desmond. This upon just. Wrote by
faith.
991 page manuscript.
I u ovo isto vrijeme je Desmond Finn za ovo vrijeme. U skriptu od istinu 91 strana. Znači te godine koji je osnovio 1900 doktrinu bacio
gospel,
he was, u svetinju. 1980. godine. Ovo je bilo za vrijeme evanđelju. Ti joj je prerazgovarali.
Well, we might as well finish Des for Robert Brinsmead's pilgrimage.
Kako možemo imati assurance? Imamo njegovo putovanje ovdje, Brinsmead.
1981. And so he adjusted the message. Odbacio. Exactly 10 years later, his verdict
magazine. Kasnije pisao je članak u desete.
And it was called
Proglas.
Sabbatarianism re-examined.
Subotarstvo su napustili naš ono. Tako. Ispit.
I should not say that they were rejecting the church, but many of them stayed in the sanctuary. Said, well, we don't reject the sanctuary
anymore. I ovdje, he reject, sorry?
Reject.
Istinu, odbili to, samo da se vratimo u svetinji, a sedmi dan.
He says, the one authority in the Bible is the Apostle Paul. He is the most important theologian. Also Desmond by faith.
Biblija je Apostol Pavle. I u ovo isto vrijeme, ne za ovo vrijeme. Vrijeme je Desmond i istinu Bibliju stvarno.
And Paul never mentions the Sabbath.
I Pavle nikad ne bacio doktrinu.
Gospel.
Jer devet stotkojemo. Znači, ako hoćete da svetko da subotio je, nećete nijem prerazgovarali. U redu je. Kako možemo imati? Imamo njegov assurance. Prince Mead, putovanje ovdje. I 80 stepeni. Ali par jesu.
Because the Sabbath is very dear to us as a
pisao je članak kod draga i
was called so this time he did not have re-examinism
subot
follow him out of the church
ono napustili naš tako za njim.
I should not say that. I might as well tell you about the rest of his life, the sanctuary.
Kažemo o života.
Here's where he rejects the Sabbath.
Znači 81. Godine odbaci samo da se vrati sedmi dan.
He says the one basis in authority pilgrimage.
To su
is the most important.
Adventističkom putovanju da kažem.
He begins to reject major parts of the Bible.
Posle ovoga počinje da odbacuje za ovo vrijeme sve dijelove Biblije.
He buys into the higher critical method of interpreting the Bible.
Ulazi u doktrinu bacio
gospel. He was
that we should. Ako hoćete, znači, okay.
Anyway, the destructive methods of interpreting.
Destruktivna metoda tumačenje Biblije.
Issue where he said except for an issue of his.
Par jesu.
Because it's very dear to the Sabbath. You may have been to us as a and it was Sabbath. Wait till what you receive next issue re-examine. More shocking than anything you have ever heard.
Možda ste iznenadili o mojoj istini o suboti, kako sam odbacio subotu u mom članku, ali ček.
I should not say that the rest of his life. We'll tell you about
otkrio
the sanctuary.
Života.
Here's
Sarah. Just 81. Znači, samo da se vratim godine odbacio. Je predstavio univerzalizam.
Which means that everyone will be saved.
Koje znači da će svi biti spašeni.
It doesn't matter what you believe, what you do.
Bez obzira šta radi.
He major parts of reject me.
Bog ne za ovo vrijeme. No počinje od Biblije. Će delove.
To the higher he buys into interpreting critical method.
Zi u
Brinsmead is now an agnostic.
Brinsmead je danas agnostik.
He doesn't believe, he doesn't know. Is there a God? Is there not a God?
Znači, ne zna da li postoji Bog uopšte.
He doesn't care. Anyway, the methods of interpretation.
Toda, destruktivna Biblije, tumačenje.
Where he said to, where,
i restoran.
Which serves mainly the foods which Adventists don't eat.
Koja uglavnom servira hranu koju jedu. Možda ste
iznenadili
istinu o suboti u mom članku, subotu u
I should not say
članku, ali ček.
I will tell you about the rest of his life in the sanctuary.
Otkrio.
Night of celebration at his restaurant is a night of dancing and partying on Friday night.
I glavna večer za igru i za univerzalizam je petak uvečer. Svi biti spašeni.
To me, it's what you believe.
Bez
do.
Za mene ovo je obzira šta radi.
Reject major parts of the Bible.
Bog no počinje da odbacuje za ovo vreme. Darovitom čovjeku.
To the higher slowly turned from revealed truth.
Koje
now an agnostic.
Istine.
And the step something predicts will happen when one God is
there. Ali postoji ne zna da opšte. Oni stepeni koji je White destruktivna metoda ode od crkve tumačenje. To se njemu i desilo.
Okay, just another word about Brinsmead, then we'll take our last break before our last
zadnje. Don't eat. Which Adventists don't.
Uglavnom, koja ubira hranu koju sebi jedu.
Not an Adventist.
Možda ste iznenadili, Ford trenutno nije adventista.
He was until a
year. Ali ček.
I should not say
that. Do pre jednog godinu dana.
He night of 1980 at his restaurant and party against the sanctuary message.
Posle 80. Godine kad je napisao svu knjigu pa Igverzel Uni istinio sam je petak uveče.
To heresy aside.
I braća su ga bez obzira šta radi stranu.
And he refused to do that.
On je to nije se slagao s tim, odbio ih je.
Ministerial credentials were taken from to the higher
prava za propovednika.
And he still truth on ministry.
Odine isti
news on and predicts something God is will happen when one
či ne zna da li postoji preko televizije, radija,
writing books and
kroz
articles.
Knjiga i članke. Okay. Ne, to se njemu ide.
His name was still on the books of the church in Northern California.
Njegove knjige su još uvijek bile.
Before our last break.
Na Kaliforniji. Zadnje.
Which Adventists don't eat.
Da je adventista. Uglavnom, sebi.
The crucial doctrine of Adventism, the sanctuary doctrine, is wrong.
Ali je jednostavno rekao da istinita.
He
was
until
nije istinita.
I've received several letters from Desmond Ford.
Ja sam par pisama dobio od
he at his restaurant 1980 against the to give up this foolish
nekad je napisao 80. Godina i igrao svu knjigu istine o Sveti da odbacim ovu glupost, da kažem, doktrinu o svetinji koju ja propovedam i učim.
This last year he
obzira šta radi,
do that, and he refused to
nije se slagao s tim,
išao u
penzionu, odbio ih.
That he could transfer his membership to a church down there. Fully turned, revealed truth.
U crku u Australiji.
But he knew on
od isti.
California that and not grant his request to remove to transfer his membership.
Ali on zna da ako je zapita crkvu tamo u Severnoj Kaliforniji da prenesu njegovo članstvo, oni sigurno ne
writing
knjiga i član kroz ke pro tome.
Because
to se njemu ide.
Still on the border in good and regular stand books of membership can be in northern
knjige su još uvijek bile njegove
our last break before our last
dobar profil kako kažem legalni status pre nego što mogu te prenesu u drugoj crkvi članstvo
so
tvoje.
So they advised him to drop his membership from California sanctuary Adventism.
Ali je ostavi svoje članstvo iz Kalifornije.
And then to
nije istinito.
From Desmond received several letters.
Sam par pisao. Ja
he
sam dobio od
1980. He wanted to be a member of the Avondale Church in Avondale.
Pisao svu knjigu bude član crkve na Avondale.
Even though he lived 1,000 miles away.
Iako je 1,000 milja daleko glupost koju ja učim.
Well, for you to request last year and he refused to do that. Australia.
Nije se slagao s tim, odbio ih penzioni.
Taken from membership to transfer his.
And so the conference actually sent a delegation to visit Des Ford again.
I konferencija isti poslala delegaciju
to
stand with regard to Adventism.
Ali on zna da u Severnoj Kaliforniji crkvu tamo u njegove članstvo oni da prenesu
writing,
oni sigurno ne kroz knjiga i član o tome. Okay. Ne, to se njemu ide. Pre nego što su došli kod njega, on je bio na televiziji i govorio o stvaranju.
And he publicly announced that he no longer believed in a literal creation
60. Pre nego što je on istatio da više se mogu te prenesu stvaranje 6 dana
no longer a literal
Adventism, the sanctuary doctrine is wrong.
Ali je ono ostavi svoj iz Kalifornije članstvo i odpočetni istinito.
As they visited with him, they realized he wasn't really an Adventist.
I onda kad su ga posjetili delegacija, oni su shvatili da on više nije adventista.
And I think he came to that realization too.
I ja mislim da on sam
Dale Church.
Bude čitao svu knjigu na Avendelan crkve.
No, he lived
sad kaže neću da više da budem adventista.
And he continued.
Je 1000 milja dela.
Well,
I koje ja
for you to
učim.
To last year he
da propoveda da piše i da promocira njegove ideje.
And I continued to pray for him.
Ja nastavno se molim za njega.
And he's one of the they sent a Dell conference actually visit Des.
Snažni propovednik kako naša crkva ikad imala isti konferencija delegaciju se te.
I stand with regard to Advent memory.
Fenomenalna fotografična ili slikovita fotografska knjiga i član pamćenje.
Paragraphs and whole pages of books that he can quote with
može
from
da bio i govorio o na televiziji.
And he
stvaranju.
Announced that he no publicly and now literal creed longer believed in.
Ako za par minuta. Dodani status pre nego što mogu te prenesu.
Followed the basic
stvaranje
Ballinger.
Dana. Pratio te osnovne argumente Ballingera.
No investigative judgment.
Nema istražnog suda.
And the other things.
I druge stvari.
After our 10-minute break, as they visited,
nije istinito.
Summarize on the board with him, they realized Adventist. I figures now, not the people.
Oni su shvatili da on delegacija on
and I think he came,
više nije Adventist.
Too. Came to that realization. Dale Church.
Ja mislim da on sam pisao svu knjigu probleme.
And I will just add that on this side now, for people, the 7 volumes of the Daniel Revelation Committee.
Ovdje ćete samo da vam objasnim 7 tomova da piše da njegove ideje i da promocije ideje.
And I continue to
let our church
ja nastavim
pray for him.
And se molim za njega.
He's one of the sent a Adele.
Zahvalan sam što naša crkva nije samo ove probleme stavila na stranu ispod tepiha da kažemo da kao da ti problemi ne postoje.
I'm actually thankful for Jesu Ford and Robert Brinsmead forcing us
pamćenje
graphs and whole pages of and
Brinsmead
books that he
bio na može da na televiziji govorio o stvaranju
and he publicly announced
Adventists to wrestle with this and to realize is this doctrine really true.
To je rezultat toga je bilo da nova generacija adventista ipak razmišlja o tome ponovo i da vidi da li je to
no investigation
ta doktrina.
So the
judgment
twice after 10 years studying these
for our 10-minute break.
Nije istinito.
As they visited with him, they realized summarize on the board figures now Adventist. Now not the people.
Delegacija, oni su shvatili da on više nije Adventist. Tokom 10 godina da diskutuju opet ove probleme.
We have 7 powerful volumes that give us wonderful for people.
Imamo 7 snažnih tomova, moćnih tomova.
Ovoj poruci. Plus dozens of other articles and books that have been written
in njegove ideje.
Let our church
and I continue to pray for him.
Ja nastavno se molim za njega.
And so after our break we'll summarize some of the issues that we brought up and then we will
zahvalan sam što ste stavili na strauze, sumirat ćemo još tih par problema koje smo govorili, idemo dalje.